I do hope, though, he won't get to know that it was poor Mr. Dunning. Poor Mr. Dunning? I don't know why you call him that. He's a very happy man, is Dunning. Lots of hobbies and a comfortable home, and all his time to himself. I only meant I should be sorry for him if this man got hold of his name and came and bothered him. Oh, ah, yes. I dare say he would be poor Mr. Dunning then. The secretary and his wife were lunching out, and the friends to whose house they were bound were Warwickshire people. So Mrs. Secretary had already settled it in her own mind that she would question them judiciously about Mr. Carswell. But she was saved the trouble of leading up to the subject, for the hostess said to the host, before many minutes had passed, "I saw the Abbot of Lufford this morning." The host whistled, "Did you? What in the world brings him up to town?"
"Goodness knows. He was coming out of the British Museum gate as I drove past."
It was not unnatural that Mrs. Secretary should inquire whether this was a real abbot who was being spoken of.
"Oh, no, my dear. Only a neighbour of ours in the country who bought Lufford Abbey a few years ago. His real name is Carswell."
"Is he a friend of yours?" asked Mr. Secretary, with a private wink to his wife. The question let loose a torrent of declamation. There was really nothing to be said for Mr. Carswell. Nobody knew what he did with himself.